Okay, today we kind of start in a week we call Easter week.
این هفته ای رو آغاز میکنیم که بهش میگیم هفته مقدس یا هفته پاک.
And actually, if you look in the Bible, there are a lot of chapters dedicated to this week. A lot of events happen in this week.
خیلی از اتفاقات در کتاب مقدس تقدیم شده برای این هفته. کاری که تو این هفته اتفاق میفته.
And of course, that is because it's a very significant week.
به خاطر اینکه این هفته خیلی بزرگی بوده برای برنامه خداوند برای انسان.
Yeah, because what is the gospel?
انجیل چی بود؟
Yeah, a short way of saying the gospel. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
انجیل عیسی مسیح مرگ، دفن شدن و زنده شدن عیسی مسیح بعد از 3 روز.
What are the events that are happening in the Easter week?
اتفاقهایی در روز عید هفته مقدس اتفاق میفته.
The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
مرگ، دفن و زنده شدن عیسی مسیح همش توی این هفته.
Now, for such an important event,
برای یه برنامه به این مهمی،
we shouldn't be surprised that God had already given in the Old Testament.
در عهد عتیق هم در موردش صحبت کرده.
And blueprint for this week.
در حقیقت برنامه پیش برنامه این هفته رو به همه اعلام کرد.
For telling the things that would happen.
در حقیقت در عهد عتیق در نبوتش به ما اعلام کرد که این هفته اتفاق
There are many prophecies that give specific things about certain events.
یه چیز مخصوص در مورد یه اتفاقی رو میگه.
But we're even given the exact timeline.
اما جالب اینه که در عهد عتیق تمام نبوت‌ها قدم به قدم ساعت به ساعت اعلام شد.
God had built in to their tradition.
در سنت عهد عتیق.
The timeline already for this event.
برنامه این اتفاق رو داشت.
And he had done this through the feasts.
و این کارو کرد طبق عیدهای عهد عتیق. ایادین یهودیان.
We just read from Leviticus 23.
در لویان 23 خوندیم که.
And we read about seven specific feasts that the Israelites were to keep.
عیدی رو که یهودیان اون زمان باید نگه می‌داشتن.
Yeah, with very specific instructions.
کدومشون یک برنامه مخصوص داشت، یه آداب و رسوم مخصوص.
Of course, when they were having those feasts in the Old Testament,
ایام و عیدها جمع می‌شدن.
They had no idea that there was some prophetic meaning behind those.
نمی‌دونستن که همه این عیدشون، این گرد همایی‌هاشون یک نبوتی است. God told them, "Do this." خدا بهشون گفته بود انجام بدید.
He made clear that they understood that it was important to him that they would do this.
خداوند گفت برای من مهمه که این کارو انجام بدید.
And they had been doing those feasts.
و اون عیدها رو ادامه دادن.
Now, go to Deuteronomy 16.
تسنیه 16.
And read verses 16 to 17.
آیه 16 تا 17.
Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose. In the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of the weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord thy God which he hath given thee.
سالی سه بار همه ذکوران شما به حضور یهوه خدایتان در آن مکان که او برمیگزیند حاضر شوید، یعنی برای عید نان بی خمیر مایه و عید هفته ها و عید آلاجیقا و کسی به حضور خداوند در افتخاری حاضر نشود، بلکه هر کس به قدر توان خویش متناسب با برکتی که یهوه خدایتان به وی بخشیده است بدهد.
God had put a requirement for all males to appear before him three times a year. And this was in the place that he would choose.
The
place that he would choose was Jerusalem.
Yeah,
that's where the temple was.
Yeah,
that's where they would have those feasts. So three times a year they physically had to make that journey.
سه بار در سال باید این مسافت رو سفر می‌کردن.
You probably are thinking, you just said there were seven feasts.
گفتی هفت عیده، پس چرا سه تا شد؟
Here's only three.
اینجا سه تاش هست.
And you're right, there are actually seven.
هفت تاست.
Because the first time they would show up in Jerusalem,
چون اولین روزی که وارد اورشلیم میشن،
they would actually celebrate three of those feasts.
اولین سفرشون سه تا عیده داشتن.
It was the Passover feast.
پس
The Feast of Unleavened Bread.
And
the Feast of First Fruits.
Yeah,
then the second time they would come to Jerusalem.
برای بار دوم که میمدن اورشلیم
50 days later
50 روز بعدش
for the feast of weeks
برای عید هفته ها
which we often refer to now is as Pentecost
و امروز ما اون رو پنتیکاست میشناسیم
and then the third time they would show up
و سومین باری که میمدن
would be in the seventh month
در حقیقت داره هم هفت ماه
and then again was for three feasts
برای سه تا عید دیگه
the feast of trumpets
عید ترومپ
Day of Atonement
عید شیپورها عید
Day of Atonement.
Atonement.
Kafare.
Yeah. The Feast of Tabernacles.
و عید خیمه ها.
Now today we only look at the first two.
امروز به دو تای
Passover feast and the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
عید پسح و عید نان فطیر رو نگاه
کنیم. This Saturday we actually look at the Feast of First Fruits.
عید نوبرونه را نگاه خواهیم کرد.
Yeah, at Pentecost I'm planning to look at the Feast of Weeks.
به عید هفته ها نگاه خواهیم کرد.
And these four together are forming the spring feast. And then after Pentecost, probably sometime, I actually will talk about the fall feast, the last three.
و بعد در مورد سه تا عید پاییز نگاه خواهیم کرد و بعد از پنتیکاست که اون سه تا عید منظورش
And all of those feasts had are prophetic in nature.
همه این عیدها نبوتی است که خداوند به اونها گفته.
Now the spring feast, as we will start seeing today, they are already fulfilled.
عید بهاره تکمیل شده. بهاره خداوند تمام شده.
They were fulfilled surrounding the events around the first coming of Jesus Christ.
و همه عیدها با اومدن عیسی مسیح برای اولین بار بر روی زمین تکمیل شد. 2000 سال پیش همه عیدها به انجام شد.
The last three feasts.
اما سه تا عید آخر.
They will be fulfilled. Filled surrounding the second coming of Jesus Christ.
بعدی برای آمدن بار دوم عیسی مسیح تکمیل
شد. Now let me be clear.
بذارید بهتون آشکار کنم.
We do not keep the Jewish feasts.
ما عیدهای یهودی ها رو دیگه نگه نمیداریم.
Yeah. We don't have to.
اجباری نداریم نگهداری.
And we shouldn't.
و نباید هم نگهداری.
If people will keep those feasts.
اگه هر کسی عید خیمه داره و عیدهای بزرگ رو انجام میده.
Show a great lack of understanding.
یک درک نکردن و نادانی زیاد رو نشون میدن.
On why these feasts were given.
چرا این عیدها داده شد.
Now unfortunately there will be many Christians that.
متاسفانه خیلی از مسیحی‌ها هستن. که خیلی نزدیک شدن.
To follow the Zionists. Judaism
به یهودی‌گرای ها و زایونیست ها و به اون گروه پیوندن.
And they are keeping those feasts.
و اون عیدها رو دارن در کنار یهودی‌گرها نگاه می‌دارن.
That's not biblical and doesn't make sense if you actually understand what these feasts mean.
این مقدس نداره و هیچ چیزی که در مقدس درونش نداره اگه معنی واقعی عیدها رو بدونید.
Yeah, the ceremonial law that was in the Old Testament that's done away with.
شریعت های جشن گرفتن و سنت ها خداوند با مرگ عیسی مسیح تکمیلشون کرد.
Four feasts are already fulfilled.
همونجوری که گفتم چهار تا از عید ها تکمیل شد.
Let me give you one verse on that.
یه آیه Colossians 2:16-17. کلوسیان 2 آیه 16 و 17.
And no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days which are a shadow of things to come but the body is of Christ.
323.
پس کسی درباره خوردن و نوشیدن درباره عید و ماه نو و سبت بر شما حکم نکند زیرا که اینها سایه چیزهای آینده است اما بدن از آن مسیح است
Amen.
These offerings, these special days,
these Sabbath days,
these were a shadow of things to come.
Yeah?
Now, for what? Till what?
What
should come? Answer Jesus Christ.
Yeah?
Jesus Christ is the fulfillment
of these feasts.
To the letter.
Yeah?
And it will be the fulfillment also for the last three, to the letter.
Now,
go to Leviticus 23.
لاویان 23.
And let's start reading in verse 1 to 4. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, Concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, Even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. A holy convocation, you shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons.
Yeah. همکار مقدس اعلام کنید اینها عیاد من شبات شش روز باید تار کرد اما روز هفتم شبات آسایش یعنی محفل مقدس است هیچ کار نکنید این در هر کجا که ساکن باشید شبات برای خداوند است این عید پسخ اینها عیاد خداوند یعنی محفل های مقدسی که باید آنها را در موعدشان اعلام کنید در ماه اول روز چهاردهم ماه هنگام است
Yeah, so the chapter starts with God telling the Israelites, you need to keep the Sabbath. Meaning one day in the week will be a special day, yeah, and you're not to work. It's a day of rest. Now they also had high Sabbaths. Yeah, these were also days that they should not do any work. Days of rest. Now let me show you that. Go to John 9:31. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away.
خود یوحنا 9:31
و می دانیم که خدا دعای گناهکاران را نمی شنود اما اگر کسی خدا پرست باشد
John 9:31 is wrong
John 9
اول یوحنا 9 نداره
Let's see Okay, otherwise it's late. Yeah. Switch it for a moment. Okay, switch it.
What do you say?
Just switch the first part. Okay, Jiffy. Okay.
John 8:57. No.
No. Day was a high day.
It was
on a high day. KJV behind it. You won't find it like that.
19.
Yes.
پس یهودیان
19:31
پس یهودیان تا بدنها در روز سبت بر صلیب نمانند چون که روز تحییر بود و آن سبت روز بزرگ بود از پیلاتوس درخواست کردند که ساق پاهای ایشان را بشکند و پایین بیاورد
Yeah, so this was a special Sabbath.
این سبت بزرگ بوده.
Outside the weekly Sabbath.
یعنی چی؟ یعنی سبت هفتگی نبوده. یه سبت بزرگتری بوده.
So dependently on the year.
طبق اون سال.
You could have several Sabbaths or days of rest behind each other.
سبت‌های استراحتی پشت سر هم داشته باشه.
Yeah, a combination of normal Sabbaths and high
Sabbaths. سبت معمولی یا سبت‌های بزرگ.
Yeah, so God told Israelites, here are some special days.
خداوند به اسرائیلیا گفت روزهای مخصوص.
Special feasts.
عیدهای مخصوصی yeah. دارید؟
My feasts.
عیدهای yeah. منه.
Yeah, called the feast of the Lord.
عیدهای خداونده.
And you are to keep them in the season.
تو باید تو فصل‌ها اون رو نگه داری.
Which is in the spring and in the fall.
در بهار و پاییز.
And now let's start reading about those feasts. Leviticus
23:5-8.
In the 14th day of the first month, at the even, is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the 7th day is a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein.
در ماه اول روز چهاردهم ماه هنگام از پسخ برای خداوند است. عید فطیر روز پانزدهم همان ماه عید فطیر برای خداوند است. هفت روز نان بی‌شمیمایه بخورید. روز اول محفل مقدس داشته باشید به هیچ کار نکنید. هفت روز هدایای اختصاصی به خداوند تقدیم کنید. روز هفتم محفل مقدس است. هیچ کار نکنید.
Now, so here we have the first two feasts being mentioned.
Duta da Eid ro nam burde shode.
Yeah, the Passover was celebrated on the 14th of the month.
Roz-e 14-ome mah-e anjam
mishe. The Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Va nan-e khamir maye.
On the 15th.
15-ome.
Now, notice also that certain days yeah, are called a holy convocation.
Yeah,
a high Sabbath, a special Sabbath,
yeah,
in which they were not allowed to do any work.
Now,
again, at that time, they didn't know why this was the case.
Yeah,
later on, it will become clear when I explain this. Yeah, today we have the advantage of the New Testament.
امروز عهد جدید رو داریم که موقعیت داره برامون بازش
کنه. Yeah, they just knew this. God thinks it's important for us to keep, so we keep it.
اونا میگفتن خدا گفته مهمه، پس ما هم نگهش می‌داریم، مهمه.
Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Where we actually gave an insight of what the prophetic nature of those feasts was.
ببینیم که نبوت اون زمان در موردش چیه. صفحه
2:7-8. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with leaven of the malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
پس خود را از خمیر مایه کهن پاک سازید تا فطیر تازه باشید، چنان که بی خمیر مایه هستید، زیرا که پسح ما مسیح در راه ما ذبح شده است. پس عید را نگاه داریم نه به خمیر مایه کهنه و نه به خمیر مایه ولی و شرارت، بلکه به فطیر ساده دلی و راستی.
Notice here that the link is made to those feasts.
این عیدها ربط داره به هم.
Now here Paul speaking to the Corinthians.
پولس داره با قرنتیان صحبت میکنه.
And he's telling them, hey, you've heard about the Passover.
میگه شما شنیدین عید پسح رو.
Yeah, that was what the nation of Israel was celebrating.
چی جشن گرفتن.
And they had been doing this for hundreds of years.
صدها سال این کارو میکردن.
And he's basically telling them, hey, here is what it's really about.
واقعیتش اینه.
Jesus is our Passover.
عیسی پسح ماست.
That was the whole point.
کاملا همین بوده.
You've heard about the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
عید نان میخمیر مایه رو.
Has to do with
به این معنیه که
getting away from sin.
از گناه خودتون پاک کنید.
About truth.
صادق باشید به حضور خداوند بیایید. بدون گناه زندگی کنید.
Yeah. Now, these specific feasts actually also related to an historical event.
و این عیدها نشانه یک اتفاق تاریخی است.
But as you will see, even the historical event was prophetic in nature. Now, let's go look that up, and it's in Exodus 12. What is the context here? The Israelites had been in Egypt for a long time. Over 400 years. Initially, they were welcome. Eventually, the Egyptians had made them slaves. And they had been crying out to God. God had heard them. And God had sent Moses to lead them out. But the Pharaoh didn't want to let them go.
He was an evil man.
And God started by the hands of Moses sending plagues on Egypt. In total, 10 plagues. At this point in time, 9 plagues had passed. Devastating the nation of Egypt.
Pharaoh
still didn't want to let him go. And now we're about to see the 10th plague. Now read verses 1-5 in Exodus.
آیه 1 تا 5 خروج رو بخونید و بلای آخر خداوند بر قوم مصر.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak you unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In a 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house to their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if a household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. He shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats.
خداوند در سرزمین مصر به موسی و هارون گفت این ماه برای شما سر ماه ها یعنی اولین ماه سال باشد به همه جماعت اسرائیل بگویید در روز دهم این ماه هر مرد باید بره ای برای اهل خانه اش بگزیند برای هر خانوار یک بره اگر شمار افراد خانوار برای یک بره کم باشد بره را با همسایه مجاور خود قسمت کند و تعداد افراد را در نظر بگیرید در حسب مقداری که از هر کسی که می‌خورد باید بره را حساب کنید.
That's on the 10th of the month, the first month.
اولی ماه.
They had to choose a lamb.
یه بره رو باید انتخاب می‌کردن.
They couldn't just like any random lamb.
نه هر بره یه بره.
They had to inspect that lamb.
بعد نگاه می‌کردن بره خوشگل رو.
And make sure that this lamb was without blemish. It was perfect.
می‌دیدن که اون گوسفند بدون عیب و ایراد و خوشگل و بانمکه.
What were they supposed to do with the lamb?
چه کار می‌کردن با اون بره؟
Read verses 6 to 11.
آیه 6 تا 11 رو.
And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take off the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden it all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and with the pertinence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, in which your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
و بر سردر خانه هایی که در آن به خوردن آنها مشغولند بمالند گوشت را همان شب به آتش کباب کنند با نان بی خمیر مایه و سبزیجات تلخ بخورند گوشت را خام یا آتش نخورید بلکه آن را با کله پارچه به درون شکمش روی آتش کباب کنید چیزی از آن تا صبح نگاه ندارید و اگر چیزی تا صبح باقی بماند در آتش بسوزانید آن را به این گونه بخورید که مربعهای خود را ببندید کف به پا بکنید
Yeah, so this lamb would be with the family for a couple of days. Till the 14th of the first month. And if you remember, this was the exact same day as the Passover feast. And on that day, they would kill the lamb.
همون روز گوسفند رو میکشن.
Put its blood on the doorpost of their house.
خونشون رو میذارن به در اون خونه.
And then they will roast it with fire.
و بعد با آتش کبابش میکنن.
And that's important because we see God repeating.
خیلی مهمه و میبینیم که خداوند اینو تکرار میکنه.
He says not raw, not boiled.
نه خام، نه آبپز، بلکه کباب.
Roast with fire.
با آتش کباب.
And if anything is left,
کباب.
Yeah. Burn. Yeah. And if anything is left, burn with fire.
با آتش سوختن، با آتش کباب شدن.
Later on we'll see there's a reason for that.
می‌بینیم دلیل داشته که
هر چی که مونده رو با آتش
بسوزونید.
Yeah, and they had to eat it in haste because they were about to leave Egypt.
چون بعد سری می‌خوردن چون قرار بود برن از مصر. آخرین غذاشون بود.
Also notice that it mentions the unleavened bread.
و بعد میگه نان بی فطیر، نان بی خمیر مایه.
Yeah, so we have both references to those feasts, the Passover and the unleavened bread.
عید پسح و عید خمیر مایه دو تاشون با هم دیگه نام بردن.
What was the point of all this? Why were they instructed to do this? Now, read the next verses, 12 to 14. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite the lands of Egypt, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord through your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever.
در همان شب من از سرزمین مصر عبور خواهم کرد و هر نخست‌زاده را در سرزمین مصر هم از انسان و چهارپا خواهم زد و بر همه خدایان مصر داوری خواهم کرد. من خداوند هستم. آن خون نشانه‌ای خواهد بود برای شما در خانه‌هایی که در آن به سر می‌برید. خون را که ببینم از شما خواهم گذشت. آنگاه که مصر را بزنم کوچکترین بلایی بر شما نخواهد آمد. این روز برای شما روز یاد بود باشد. در آن برای خداوند عیدی نگاه دارید، نه اصلا در نسل نسان را به عنوان فریضه ابدی جشن بگیرید.
Yeah, so why did they have to put a blot on the doorpost? It was a sign to protect them from the last plague. It protected them from death coming to the family. Yeah, because God was about to kill every firstborn, every man and beast. That angel would pass.
اون فرشته مرگ قرار بوده بگذرد
به همه
خون رو میدیده.
He would pass over that house.
از اون خونه میگذره، پس اوور میکنه، رد میشه.
Yeah, and wouldn't kill the firstborn.
و اولین نخست‌زاده رو نمیکشه.
Now, of course, when the nation of Israel was keeping this feast, they were remembering that what God had done for them in Egypt.
عید قوم خداوند عیسی مسیح این کار یهودیان این کار میکردن. What did you say, sorry?
They remember what God had done for them in Egypt.
و هر زمانی که یهودیای زمان عیسی مسیح کارو میکردن یادشون بوده که خداوند در مصر براشون چیکار کرد.
They at that point in time did not understand the prophetic nature of this.
اما نمیدونستن که اینجا تموم نمیشه، بلکه نبوتی در مورد این
قصه
هست.
This is all a shadow of what Jesus would do.
از کاری که عیسی مسیح قرار بود.
Now, what happened in that specific week, the Easter week we're talking about?
و عید قیام و عید هفته مقدس خداوند چه اتفاقی افتاد؟
Now, first of all,
اول از
on the Sunday,
یک شنبه,
the first day of that week,
اولین روز هفته آغاز هفته
شد.
در حقیقت ورود عیسی مسیح با اون عظمت رو داشت.
Jesus,
روی کرولاق وارد شد.
Jesus had been before in Jerusalem.
عیسی مسیح قبلش هم تو اورشلیم رفته بود.
But this time was different.
اما این دفعه ورودش یه با جشنی بود.
Yeah, he was hailed in as king.
به عنوان پادشاه فریاد زدن وقتی اومدن و نخل ها رو جلوش ریختن.
Yeah, they put their ropes
on the ropes. حتی عباهاشون رو در آوردن جلوی پاش انداختن.
Jesus was riding on a donkey.
و عیسی مسیح روی اون کرولاق با شجاعت و با اون عظمت وارد شد.
Waving branches of palms.
در حقیقت درختای نخل در دستشون
بوده که تکون میدادن. There was an uproar in the city because Jesus was entering.
و چون شلوغ میکردن و فریاد میزدن که عیسی مسیح داره میاد از شادی.
Now, what was really happening?
اما چه اتفاقی واقعا داشت افتاده؟
Jesus,
عیسی مسیح,
yeah, the Lamb of God was being presented. برای
خداوند وارد شهر شد.
And for the next few days,
برای چند روز آینده,
yeah, Jesus would be in Jerusalem.
عیسی مسیح در اورشلیم خواهد بود.
And he will be tested.
He will be inspected. آزمایش خواهد شد که ببینن آیا بی عیب هست یا نه.
Yeah, and when we read the gospels we see all these religious groups and leaders.
تمام این گروه‌های متفاوت یکی بعد از دیگری عیسی را
آزمایش می‌کنند. They're coming to Jesus asking all those questions in public.
عیسی مسیح و در جمع آزمایشش می‌کنن و سوالش می‌کنن.
Yeah, they want to accuse him, they want to
می‌خوان محکومش کنن، می‌خوان عیب و ایراد درونش پیدا کنن.
And every time Jesus answers them and turns the tables on them.
جواب میده و اونها رو خجالت زده.
Yeah, till the point that they didn't even dare to ask more questions.
دیگه براشون سوال پرسیدن مهم نبوده.
Then as a last resort,
در آخرین قدم,
they arrested them without the public,
بدون اینکه مردم باشن تو تاریکی شب یواشکی دستگیرش.
And they were trying again to find fault with him.
و دنبال بهانه و دنبال عیب میگشتن که بتونن بکشنش.
And again it didn't work.
بازم نتونستن.
Yeah, eventually they accused him.
تهمت دروغ بهش زدن.
From simply being what he said he was.
در حقیقت تهمتی زدن که همونی بود که بود.
Yeah. Jesus is God in the flesh.
عیسی مسیح خدایی بود که جسم پوشید. پسر خداوندی بود که در میان ما ساکن شد.
Now, of course, they couldn't kill Jesus by themselves, so they needed the Romans.
اجازه نداشتن در طبق قانون اون زمان عیسی رو به دست خودشون
so
بکشن. احتیاج داشتن به افسر رومی که این کارو بکنه.
They bring him to Pilate.
میارنش فردا به سمت پیلاتوس.
So he examines him.
و پیلاتوس اون رو دادگاهی میکنه و آزمایشش میکنه.
What was his conclusion?
نتیجه پیلاتوس چی بود؟
Read the conclusion in John 18:38.
حرف پیلاتوس رو بخونید در یوحنا 18 فصل 38.
Pilate said unto him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, He went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Yeah, so the conclusion of Pilate was, there is no fault in him. Jesus was examined. And the conclusion was, he was perfect. He was without blemish. Yeah, John 1:29 says, the next day, John saw Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
در فردای آن روز یحیی عیسی را دید که به جانب او می‌آید پس گفت اینک برای خدا که گناه جهان را برمی‌دارد.
Jesus, the Lamb of God.
عیسی مسیح همان بره است.
That the feast that God instituted.
اون عیدهایی که خداوند برنامه‌اش را گذاشت سایه‌ای بود.
Of what Jesus would do.
از کاری که قرار عیسی مسیح براش بکنه. از اومدن عیسی مسیح بر روی زمین بود.
Now, of course, Pilate, the coward that he was, didn't Pilatus, set him free. But he actually participated in killing Jesus. And with that, fulfilling prophecy.
Because
Jesus became the Passover
lamb.
And his blood was shed.
Now,
what was the purpose of the blood?
هدف اون خون چی بود؟
Yeah, in the Old Testament, در عهد عتیق
و عید پسح هدف اون خون چی بود؟ چیکار می‌کردن با اون خون؟
It was to save that household from certain death coming to them.
خونه رو و اون خانواده رو از یه مرگ نجات می‌داد.
It caused a dead angel to pass over their house.
باعث می‌شد که فرشته مرگ از روی اون خونه بگذره و نکشه.
Go to Matthew 26.
متا 26.
28.
آیه 28 رو بخونید.
And let's compare that with.
و اون رو مقایسه کنیم.
The blood of Jesus that was shed.
با خون عیسی مسیح که ریخته شد برای همه ما.
Yeah, Jesus talking. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Yeah, we are saved by the blood of Jesus. We can have life because Jesus is our Passover.
اون برای پسح همه ماست.
Now the burnt offerings they had to do.
اون هدیه قربانی سوختنی که باید انجام میدادن.
They were all picture of salvation.
همه تصویری از نجات منو
شد. They were a picture of a substitute.
تصویری بود که کسی جایگزین ما.
That God eventually would bring.
که خداوند برای ما میاره.
If you remember in the story of
Abraham
and Isaac. ابراهیم
و اسحاق اگه یادتون باشه.
God tells Isaac
خداوند به اسحاق چی میگه؟
To offer up his son.
خداوند به ابراهیم میگه چیکار کن؟ ابراهیم نه ایزاک. God tells Abraham to
Abraham.
Yeah.
Yeah, Abraham and Isaac. I said both.
Yeah, but you said you God told Isaac.
No, it's God told Abraham.
خداوند به ابراهیم گفت.
Yeah, and of course they both go to the mountain. Isaac doesn't know.
و برات خداوند به ابراهیم گفت پسرت قربانی کن.
Abraham is ready to offer up his son.
ولی ابراهیم آماده است که اسحاقش رو بکشه و قربانی کنه.
At last moment God stops him from that.
در آخرین لحظه خداوند جلوی او رو میگیره.
And he said, I will provide myself a lamb.
بر خودم براتون بره رو فراهم
کردم. Yeah, that has a double meaning.
به دو تا معنی داشته اون.
The first one is because God will provide a lamb.
خداوند بره فراهم خواهد کرد.
Yeah, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
خداوند جهان رو محبت نمود که یگانه فرزندش رو داد. که هر آن که به او ایمان آورد مجازات نشود بلکه زندگی جاودانی یابد. اما
God provided himself.
خداوند خودش بره شد.
God in the flesh.
خداوند خودش جسم پوشید و در میان ما قرار گرفت.
Now, what did God emphasize in regards to that lamb? That lamb had to be roasted with fire. And leftovers were to be burned with fire. Why?
There
was a picture what Jesus would literally do for you and me. Yeah, because Jesus died on the cross. Of course, his body was laid in the tomb. But the Bible says that his soul went to hell. Now, how is hell described to us?
چه جوری جهنم برای همه ما آشنا شده؟
A place that burns with fire and brimstone.
جایی که با آتش می‌سوزه.
Yeah, or the lake of fire.
آتش دریاچه آتش.
Yeah, when the Roman, when the Bible speaks in Romans
6:23, فصل 6 آیه 23 میگه مجازات گناه مرگه.
It doesn't mean physical death.
معنیش مرگ جسمانی نیست.
It means second death.
اون مرگ واقعی است.
Yeah, pointing to hell.
که به جهنم رفت.
Revelation 20, 14,
14 و 15.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
14:15.
The instruction that God had given to the Israelites to burn those animals with fire was a picture of what Jesus eventually would do for us.
He would
go to hell and be burned with fire.
Yeah?
The lamb symbolically was a substitute. Jesus is the fulfillment of that. He is our substitute. Yeah? The wages of sin is death. It's like a fire. Jesus stays as death for us.
He went to hell
for us to take our
place.
So death doesn't come to us.
که مرگ برای من و شما.
So we can have life.
که من و شما بتونیم امروز زنده باشیم.
Yeah, so it passes over us.
که از روی ما اون فرشته جهنم، فرشته مرگ بگذره.
Now, how does the Feast of Unleavened Bread tie into this?
اما نون عید نان بی خمیر نان فطیر چگونه
به راه؟ Before I already explained a little bit.
قبل از موزه برای تو توضیح دادم. اما اول قرنتیان فصل 5 آیه 7 تا 8 رو بخونید.
Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. As you are unleavened, for even Christ the Passover sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Now the idea of the unleavened bread was again pointing to Jesus and the fact that he was without sin.
Yeah,
being without fault.
بدون عیب, بدون ایراد.
Yeah, leaven is a picture of sin in the Bible.
Yeah,
we just saw that in 1 Corinthians. Now, Jesus did not sin. Hebrews 4:15. For I am not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
15.
Yeah, the unleavened bread points to Jesus.
Yeah,
keep the feast not with the leaven of malice and wickedness. But with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And of course, Jesus said, I am the truth. Yeah, Jesus says, also said, I am the bread of life. That's in John 6:35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
John 6.
Yeah. Now go back to Leviticus
23.
I read verses 6 and 7 again. And on the 15th day of the same month, in the feast of is the feast of unleavened bread. Unto the Lord 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein.
Yeah.
Yeah, so on the 14th we had the Passover. On the 15th we have the start of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And what is it said about the first day? It was forbidden for them to do any work. It was a day of rest. Now Jesus, of course, was killed as the Passover lamb. Yeah. So on the 15th, he was already crucified. He was dead. What was Jesus doing on that day? Even though he was dead. He was paying for our sins. He was in hell. What was everybody in Jerusalem doing on the 15th? They were celebrating their Passover feast. And now it was the 15th. And this was a day of rest. They were resting. Now, what is the picture that is being conveyed here?
چه تصویری برای ما نشون داده این دو تا عید در کنار هم دیگه؟
Anybody knows?
کسی میدونه؟
Salvation by faith.
نجات از طریق ایمان.
A salvation.
نجات.
Without works.
بدون اعمال.
And salvation where Jesus does all the work and we do nothing. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. For by grace you are saved through faith and not of yourselves.
It's a gift of God.
Not of works, lest any man should
boast.
That's what was
در اون روز صلیب عیسی مسیح این تصویر به همه نشون داده شد.
The Old Testament feast even already pointed to the fact that salvation was by faith alone. Solely based on grace and mercy. Something you cannot earn. Go to Titus 3. And read verses 5 to 7. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which is shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
ما را نجات داد به قصد تولد تازه و تازگی که از روح قدس است.
It's not by works.
که او به ما به فراوانی فرومی به توسط نجات دهنده ما عیسی مسیح تا به فیض او عادل شمرده شده وارث گردیم به اسب امید حیات جاودان.
It's not by works of righteousness.
نه از اعمال نیکوکاری خودمون.
The whole picture.
تنها تصویری که خداوند بهمون نشون میده.
Of the Sabbath, the day of rest.
و روز استراحت.
It's a picture of salvation.
تصویر نجات ما.
It's a picture of you ceasing from your works.
شما دست بکشیم از کار خودمون.
You ceasing from your efforts.
از تلاشمون.
To get a place in heaven.
And instead,
trusting on the finished work of Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's also why we don't have to keep a Sabbath day.
Yeah?
You want to keep the biblical Sabbath?
Yeah,
here's how you do that.
Yeah,
Hebrews 4, 10 and 11. For he that has entered into his rest, he also had ceased from his own works, and God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, let any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
زیرا هر که وارد استراحت او شد او نیز از اعمال خود استراحت یافت چنان که خدا از اعمال خیش پس جد و جهد بکنیم تا به آن استراحت وارد شویم مبادا کسی در آن نافرمانی عبرت آمیز بیفتد.
How do we enter into his rest,
اون استراحتش بشیم,
into the rest of Jesus,
اون استراحت خداوند.
Now we cease from our own works.
از اعمال خودمون دست می‌کشیم.
Yeah, you cannot enter into his rest.
دیگه نمیتونیم وارد استراحت او بشیم.
You are trying to work yourself.
اگه خودمون تلاش کنیم به بهش برسیم, yeah? نخواهیم رسید.
Which is made equal with unbelief.
در حقیقت ناایمانی است. با ناایمانی یکی است.
In other words,
در عوض
to enter into his rest,
وارد استراحت او شدن,
we just need to believe, to trust in Jesus Christ.
ایمان داشته باشیم و اعتماد کنیم به عیسی مسیح.
Don't trust in your own works.
به خودتون و اعمال خودتون اعتماد نکنید, بلکه به عیسی مسیح اعتماد کنید.
Yeah, that was the picture of the Sabbath.
اون تصویر سبت بود.
Yeah, that's how we can keep the Sabbath.
اون جوری است که ما میتونیم سبت
رو
نگه
داریم. By one time getting saved and then you have kept the Sabbath.
یک بار نجات پیدا کنیم و بعد
entered into his rest.
وارد ملکوت خداوند میشیم و اون استراحت ابدی رو خواهیم داشت.
I hope you understand now how these feasts are being already been fulfilled. امیدوارم
روشن شده باشی که چه جوری اون عید خداوند تکمیل شد.
And why it doesn't make any sense.
چرا معنی نداره؟
That now Jesus has been revealed.
حالا که عیسی مسیح آشکار شد برای همه ما.
Yeah, that we still
celebrate these Old Testament feasts. که ما هم اون عید ها رو جشن بگیریم.
No, we celebrate Jesus and what he has done.
ما عیسی مسیح و کاری رو که تکمیل کرد رو جشن میگیریم.
Now, what's the practical lesson for us today?
درس امروزمون چی میتونه باشه از این؟
Yeah, because we don't keep those feasts.
ما اون عیدها رو نگه نمیداریم.
So what's the significance for us?
اما چه درسی میتونیم ازش یاد بگیریم؟
Now, first of all, of course, this is a story of the redemption of our spirit.
این داستان آزادی روح ماست.
Yeah, this is part of the gospel.
قسمتی از انجیلی است که همه ما رو نجات داد.
Today we talked about the death and the burial of Jesus Christ.
امروز در مورد مرگ و دفن شدن عیسی داریم صحبت می‌کنیم.
And also we'll talk about the resurrection.
شنبه شب در مورد قیامش صحبت خواهیم کرد.
That is the gospel.
اون انجیل ماست.
But our redemption is not yet complete.
اما نجات کامل ما تازه
شد. Yeah, of course, our spirit is renewed.
روح ما تازه شد زمانی که نجات پیدا کردیم. آماده است برای اینکه پیوند بخوره با خداوند.
Our flesh still needs to be redeemed.
اما جسممون هنوز نیاز به اون نجات داره.
Now we still need to receive.
هنوز باید اون بدن بدون عیبمون و بیرادمون از خداوند بگیریم.
Where the first four feasts,
چهار تا عید اول,
which are fulfilled,
که تکمیل شد,
yeah, to the letter,
قدم به قدم,
talk about the first part of our salvation,
در مورد قسمت اول نجاتمون صحبت
میکنه. The last three,
ستای آخری,
at the second coming, the resurrection,
دوباره عیسی مسیح,
will be the completion of our redemption.
و تکمیل شدن دوباره آزاد شدنمونه.
So we can be sure that those also will be fulfilled in Jesus.
باشیم و میدونیم که یک روزی اون هم تکمیل خواهد شد.
Now let's make it practical.
بیایم امروز یه چند تا قدم عمل بگیریم.
Go back to 1 Corinthians 5.
برگردیم اول قرنتیان فصل 5.
And read verses 7 to 8.
آیه 7 تا 8 رو بخونیم.
Birds are there for the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. As you are leavened, for even Christ, the Passover, is a sacrifice for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity of truth. Now, I'll just indicate how we can keep the Sabbath. We keep the Sabbath by getting saved. You want to celebrate the Passover feast? Then celebrate Christ, who is our Passover. Yeah? Thank him for his sacrifice,
برای قربانی که به همه ما داد,
for his blood that was shed,
برای خونی که برای همه ما ریخت, برای بدنی که تکه تکه شد,
which we will actually do in a moment,
توی لحظه آینده,
when we will have communion, the Lord's Supper
together, عشای ربانی و شام خداوند رو کنار هم دیگه جشن میگیریم.
Yeah, want to celebrate the Passover?
میخواید عید پسح رو جشن بگیرید, عیسی رو تشکر کنید,
rejoice,
ازش احترام بذارید, در او شاد باشید.
Death has passed over you.
مرگ از روی همه ما گذشته.
You want to celebrate the feast of unleavened bread?
آیا میخواید عید نان بی خمیر مایه رو جشن بگیرید؟
Here's what you can do.
چه کار میکنید؟
Follow Jesus.
دنبال مسیح برید.
Yeah, celebrate this by getting sin out of your life.
گرفتن این هر روزه تلاش کنید که گناهان زندگیمون رو بیرون کنیم و هر روزه بیشتر و بیشتر شبیه عیسی مسیح بشیم. با قربت قلب و با صداقت کامل و با حقیقت مسیح قدم بردارید.
میخوام
با شام خداوند این جلسه
like
یک چنبره تموم کنم.
همونجور که قبلا گفتم,
اگر ایماندار نیستید و به مسیح ایمان ندارید,
are,
از شام خداوند نخورید.
Yes,
اگر هستید هر کسی میتونه
let's
باشه.
Take a couple moments,
اما یک چند لحظه ای رو وقت بذارید
and talk with God.
با خود خدا صحبت کنید.
Make sure you're right with God.
و و با خداوند آشتی کنیم.
Yeah, whatever we have done, whatever is not right in our lives.
هر چه در زندگیمون در نگاه خداوند درست نبوده.
Yeah, just confess it to him.
بیایم او رو به حضورش ببریم. و ازش بخوایم که ببخشه.
کلام خداوند
اول یوحنا.
I think it's 1:10 or 1:11.
یک تا 10 یا 11 میگه که
Second John. First John. First John 9, chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yeah, First John. So Sam, could you go around and... give the Jews and the bread. In the meanwhile, let's talk to God and make sure that our hearts are right.